Let's Talk is brought to you by the StarQuest Production Network and is made possible by our many generous patrons. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit sqpn.com/give. You're listening to Let's Talk, the SQPN Community Podcast. Hi, I'm Dom Bettinelli, and today I'm joined by Barb Gilman. Hi, Barb.
Hello.
And Thomas Sanherjo. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Dom. How's it going?
Very good, thanks. Folks, I want to remind you, this is our special short-form podcast that's going to go on as long as we're all locked down in our and as long as we can keep doing this, because I'm getting a little worried that this lockdown might be going on a little longer than I expected. But our goal here is to provide a little light, a little levity, some ideas for how to spend your time while you're, you know, trying to manage working from home and kids at home and that sort of thing. So most of all, we wanted to stay connected to you all, our community, our audience, our listeners. And so you can catch it on Facebook Live each weekday at 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific. You can do the math with everything in between. And then in the we'll put it in the Let's Talk podcast feed as audio and on our SQPN YouTube channel as a video. And so you can, you know, always catch up with it if you miss the live. We'd love for you to join us live, though, and be in the chat and send us comments and questions or anything else you have to offer as we go along. So let's introduce our panelists today. Barb, I'll let you go first. Barb, just reintroduce yourself to our audience. Because you've been on our podcast before, but it might have been a little while.
Yeah. Well, I'm Barb Gilman. I teach third grade at St. Margaret Mary School in Omaha, Nebraska.
Excellent. Excellent. And Thomas, how about you?
Hi, I'm Thomas Sanherjo. I'm a K-8 tech teacher at Nativity Catholic School in Brandon, Florida.
Awesome. So you're both teachers, and are you both doing remote teaching these days?
Yes.
So how's it going?
I have become the impromptu coach for all things remote teaching, apparently.
Well, you're the tech teacher, so therefore you must know all this stuff, right?
Exactly. Right? This is totally in my wheelhouse.
So Barbara, I'll start with you. How's it going with the teaching remote? Are you doing anything particularly special with the kids?
Well, at this time, everything just changes so fast. Last week we had spring break, and we were told this week we were off. So Monday, we said, let's have the kids pick up books Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll just do the paper lessons, especially since I teach third grade. Mm-hmm. Well, then yesterday, we had our second community spread case, so now schools are closed in our archdiocese for 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So that's our school year. So,
wow.
Maybe we'll come back on the last day of school for, you know, pick up the rest of our books. So I will be doing remote learning on Monday. I'll be sending out the lesson plans for how to do this. I'm learning a lot. I've dabbled in all this tech before, but now I really have to do that. And with third graders, they need parent help. I've already set up a Google Classroom. I'm setting up Seesaw. I'm using Spelling City, ReadWorks, IXL. Just heard that Epic Books are free. Mm-hmm. So Dom, your children might enjoy that.
Yep.
And there's just so many things that are available, and I'm trying to organize them and get them ready to go. And it's been very emotional too.
Right.
Yes, because as parents were picking up books, of course I had to stay away, 6 feet.
Right. And right.
I got really sad and, you know, thinking that this might be the end, and yeah, a lot of emotions.
Yeah, I've heard it said of some teachers say, like, I didn't get into teaching so that I could teach kids from over the internet, you know, from a long distance. You want to be there with them, and this is very mm-hmm. different. So I get that. I get it.
Yeah. Well, hard. And yeah, because community is so important, especially with these littles. And I am wearing a sling. I broke my arm at the end of January at a school field trip. We all went ice skating for Catholic Schools Week. So I was gone for the classroom for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And now this. So I really miss my kids.
Oh, wow. Thomas, how about you? As the tech teacher, I mean, how's that changing things for you?
It's interesting for me because I get to see the kids on a year-to-year basis. So I don't like this. This isn't a class that I'm going to lose the last few weeks of, but it seems like we're going to lose the rest of our school year as well. And we did not do our spring break yet. So that's been kind of nice. And the diocese has been coming to our school to get tips and information about how to do the distance learning thing because we were set up beforehand. And really, it's just a matter of kind of encouraging the teachers to use the resources we already had. We're an Office 365 school, so we're using Teams and loading all of our class notebooks and all of the lessons on there. And it's been really good. The parents have been really receptive. I think the biggest change for me is really just I don't have all of my showy tech stuff for the kids. So my kids can't come into my room and see a robot. Or, you know, play on the iPads or watch the 3D printer. So I'm having to come up with creative ways to engage with those resources without having them available to the kids right in front of them.
Right, right. Do you find that all your kids are able to get online? I mean, are the families in your schools pretty much all connected?
They are. I am. One problem, I was talking with a family, they have 6 kids and they only have 1 laptop and 1 iPad.
Oh, yeah.
So sharing all that is going to be kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. That's actually an interesting problem to have. Yeah. I mean, I've got 5, but I've managed to acquire like lots of iPad 2s and old iPads and things like that. And I've got 1 kid on my iPad Pro because that's for Khan Academy. And I've got another one on my laptop for doing a different math program. So yeah, that's our normal life. So I can imagine for people thrown into this suddenly, that it would be tough. How about you, Thomas?
We are mostly a connected school. The biggest problem I'm having is knowing what kind of devices they have. So being able to, assign, you know, keyboarding practice, which is something that I do regularly in my classes, I can't necessarily do because a lot of the students are using iPads.
Yeah.
And so they don't have a keyboard, a physical keyboard. We did work with a lot of the families before we let them out. We gave a few of them the one-to-one devices that we had at the school. So if they didn't have a device at home, or if they were in a situation where they had multiple kids in the family and they needed a device, we loaned out the devices to them so that we'll pick them up at the end of the year, but they have them in the meantime.
Yeah. My public school district here, my kids aren't enrolled there, they're homeschooled, but I know they're a one-to-one Chromebook community. So all the kids, I think Chromebook might be iPad. I forget now. But Boston has, which is a big district, is actually giving out, bought like 20,000 Chromebooks or some crazy number and is giving them out to everyone who needs one. I mean,
that's fantastic.
Unprecedented times. I'm curious to see, you know, whether this is a short-term 3-month thing or if this is a 6-month or a year thing, how this is going to affect how we think about school going forward, you know, or even longer, you know. So, just another part of our life and society that's been turned upside down. In school is a big part of that. Go ahead.
I had read that grade school teachers don't do a good job on this because then you'll be replaced. So, right. But we won't be replaced.
No.
Yeah. I think that's the running gag. But I think the other side of that is how crazy people are going being cooped up with their kids all day.
right. Yeah. I eased into this. You know, but I think getting thrown into this, that would be a hard thing, perhaps. By the way, Mike Kuiper says hi, Barb. He was waving from the chat room. So hi, Mike. Good to have you here with us again. So let's kind of move into talking about some recommendations you might have for ways people can spend their time. We may not have copious free time now. We're all busy working at home. But in the extra time you might have being at home, Barb, do you have any suggestions for folks that they might want to
Sure. Well, first of all, happy St. Joseph's Day.
Yes. Thank
for
you.
Today, if you're listening on March 19th. And I love the saints. So I have two recommendations. They're on Amazon Prime. And I, you know, am able to do that because I have Amazon Prime. Is it called Prime Video?
Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the first one, the Dorothy Day movie that they did, I really enjoyed that. Whoops, I'm just pulling it up. It is called Entertaining Angels, the Dorothy Day story. And really enjoyed that. It would be more for high school and up because, mm-hmm. you know, they discuss abortion and they've got, you know, her communist beginnings.
Right.
But the part that just really stuck with me is right after she had her abortion and she was, you know, walking out in a daze and there was children throwing snowballs and she just kind of looked at them and like, wow, it just really struck her. And the other one is Molokai, the story of Father Damien. And the part that stuck with me was when he had to go to reconciliation, he had to have the bishop, or he had to bring his boat up to the bishop
yes.
and yell his sins. And we're kind of in the same spot right now.
I've seen priests doing this in parking lots. Yeah.
Yes. So, and also I'm not sure when this one is coming on, but there's a Dorothy Day documentary that's coming up on PBS. And I think in my area, it's March 22nd.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That I'm looking forward to watching that.
Oh, cool. We'll have to check that out. I'll put links to these in our show notes on SQPN so folks can find those. Those are all good. I think Father Damien is a great story right now. You know, he ministered to the lepers. They couldn't leave the island of Molokai, which, frankly, if I could be sequestered anywhere, I think Hawaii might be the place I would at least mind being sequestered. But that's a good one. Thomas, what do you have for folks?
Well, I was thinking for this time that you have off where you're kind of stuck at home, not really doing anything, you should spend some time bettering yourself. So lynda.com is mm-hmm. a fantastic way for you to do e-learning, and it does have a month free. Generally speaking, it's kind of moved to this LinkedIn model where whatever you do on it, you can patch up to your LinkedIn profile and it will add completions to your LinkedIn profile. But if you want to check, your library might actually have access to lynda.com permanently for free. I log in with my library card. And I've used it forever. Now, the one problem I will say there is that I can't connect it to my LinkedIn account. So all the things I'm doing on it don't technically cross over. But, you know, that doesn't matter as long as I'm sharing them and doing something with them.
That's a great idea. I've used Lynda I learned Adobe InDesign. So back when I was doing my parish's bulletin, that's a great tool. And I've used Lynda to help me with audio editing, too. But like, now it's not just learning software; it's all kinds of skills that they have.
Oh, it's everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm working on my security certificate. So I'm doing the CISSP course that's on there, and it's a 20-plus-hour course. And you know, I can access it for free. But if you're seriously committed to it and you want to do the just month free lynda.com membership, it's really not bad, and you can get a lot done in that time, especially if you're stuck at home and don't have much else to do.
Wow, fantastic. That's a great idea. There's so many of these opportunities out there, and that's one of the things why I like doing the show each day, because these sorts of things bubble up.
They sure do.
I do want to mention before we'll finish up in a few minutes, but before we go, I do want to mention Pope Francis has called for a worldwide rosary today, 4 p.m. Eastern, do the math, 9 p.m. Italian time. But he wants the world to join in praying the luminous mysteries for the end of the coronavirus. And I think it's a great idea. It reminds me of the story of Lepanto, Our Lady of the Rosary. And if Our Lady can defeat the Ottoman fleet, she can save us from the coronavirus. And so I think I would recommend that everyone to join in. I'm going to guess that Rosary Army, Greg and Jennifer Willits, will be leading that in a live stream this afternoon. So if you're hearing this in time, please definitely join in. I encourage that. So thank you both. Before we finish up, I want to take a moment, as I always do, to thank our patrons who make it possible for us to create Let's Talk Live like we're doing now. Their generous donations at sqpn.com/give make it possible for us to continue Let's Talk and all the shows we do at StarQuest. We're working hard to make sure that you have good, inspiring, informative, and educational content to keep your spirits up, to keep your mind renewed, and to move you forward through this trying time. So if you want to join them, you can do so by visiting sqpn.com/give. So that's it from us. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us by visiting sqpn.com or the StarQuest Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StarQuest Media. Sorry, my mind went blank for a second. You can find links to the recommendations we discussed on our website at sqpn.com/letstalk. Until next time, Thomas Sanherho, thank you for joining me on Let's Talk.
It's been great.
And Barb Gilman, thank you as well.
Thank you. It's a very fun time.
And once again, I'm Dom Bettinelli. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk on StarQuest.